Hello and welcome to the Rancor's Brothel, issue number 31. I'm your co-host Matt.
I'm your co-host Dustin.
And with us today is, I believe, were you our first guest? Or second?
You
were,
I was
very early. Okay, you're a very early guest.
Very early guest.
What is your name?
Lucas Patterson.
Hello, good to meet you, sir.
I was on the Stargate episode back
yes.
in the day.
Gentlemen.
Yeah.
Let's do it. What are we talking about?
Guest questions.
Guest questions, yes. A segment we didn't have back in the day for Mr. Lucas.
Yeah, Lucas.
What? Now say the first question.
Lucas.
Yeah.
If you could have one superpower, what would it be and why?
Oh, man. Super big dick.
Okay. That's different than a lot of our other answers.
That's actually attainable.
I wanted to go off the wall.
Okay. With your dick?
Yeah.
You want to use your dick to bounce yourself off a wall?
I'd rather put it in a vagina.
Go through a wall. Mm. I could go through a wall with it.
Okay. You want Hulk dick?
I have Hulk dick.
Nice.
like Hulk Hogan dick?
Hulk Hogan.
With the mustache?
You know what? They talk about steroids making like your balls small, and I always thought it made your dick small, too. But did you watch that sex tape with Hulk Hogan?
Mm-mm.
He's been on steroids since he was like 20.
Yeah.
No, it's like a Pringles can.
Really?
Yeah. It was a scary dick.
Scary.
Scary dick. No balls
mm-hmm.
hanging below.
Is it just as leathery tan as the rest of his body?
Yes.
It's disgusting.
No, it was a black and white video.
It's like a snake.
Literally no balls? Or like
I mean,
regular size balls?
So like the footage is from like a nanny cam.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of far back. So it's not the greatest quality.
Yeah.
But I distinctly remember seeing the Pringles can dick.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't see balls.
Okay,
but it's from like 20 feet away.
Maybe you were so like
camera.
You were so mesmerized
by
the dick.
Pringles dick. Yeah. Actually, the chick was really hot too, really? So that helped.
Yeah.
Second question. Sorry.
Oh.
Do you have any Pringle dick questions? Anybody?
Okay. Okay.
Can of Pringles.
Okay, if it's an actual can of Pringles, I will take a Pringles dick.
So, like,
just so you always
like sour
have
sour cream and onion or like cheddar or bacon flavored.
What? We talked about bacon dick the other day.
We did talk about bacon dick.
Bacon dick.
Mm.
You did proclaim bacon dick was the only dick you would take in your mouth.
Yeah, bacon dick.
Is that the kind of...
Like, okay, so Lucas.
Is that what your dick smells like after you fuck a pig?
I don't remember how we got on that.
Bacon dick, that's what Kermit the Frog has now.
My dick just smells like poop after I fuck a pig.
Well, if you put it in their butt...
How else are you going to fuck a pig?
A girl pig.
Why would you fuck a girl pig? Lucas, so if you could, who is your favorite superhero?
My favorite superhero? It's always been Wolverine.
Okay. Why? All of the things that Matt says?
I know, I love an anti-hero.
Okay.
So I'm drawn to,
I like Uncle
I'm just
Heroes.
Drawn to the, you know, even the darker superheroes around the Punisher, Batman. Yeah. Wolverine's always just been, he's such an anti-hero. He does everything his way.
Kind of like Austin.
Okay.
random question. You yourself are an artist. That was a statement. The question is...
It's a claim, but I don't claim it.
Are there any artists that you follow or that you like look up to?
In the world of comics or in the world of art?
Just
in general?
Art in general.
Don't cop out and be like Jackson Pollock or somebody.
No,
you know.
I mean, I don't really have a preference in artists. In general, though, I guess if you want to go historically, Renaissance art okay. has always been the most intriguing to me. It's because of the
use of chiaroscuro.
No, like Caravaggio was one of the greatest Renaissance artists, and everything he did was so anatomically correct and so just beautiful.
Pringle dicks.
Pringle dicks.
A lot of Pringle dicks back then. This is the Venus of Urbino by Titian. It's one of my favorite fucking SNL sketches.
Okay. So, good answer. Anything else you want to say about that? Or?
No, I'm good.
Okay. Good
say Botticelli.
Botticelli?
Yeah, see Botticelli. That's a good answer.
Botticelli! I've been working on my Boston accent.
That was awful.
Thanks.
Is it your Boston accent?
I have been working on it very hard.
I haven't heard a lot of Bostonians talk about Renaissance artists, though.
Nope.
So.
Is that your new Boston accent, or is that your new Batman accent?
That's my Batman accent. Where is he?
It's not an accent. You're just yelling.
Yeah. That's what they do in Boston.
They do in Boston.
Instead of go pocky cab and have a It's a get in the fucking car.
Yeah, exactly.
I love it.
Okay, so, what's next? Discount X-Men?
Well, yeah, we can do that. It's a little out of order, but that's fine.
I mean, what is next?
Oh no, I was thinking the Versus. Fuck.
How about that? Huh.
In my head, I heard Versus. Go ahead, Discount X-Men.
Okay.
Can I lead off because mine's stupid and very short?
Sure.
Okay. My Discount X-Man is Mustachio.
Okay.
And his mutant power is that his mustache always smells like pistachio ice cream, and it's green. That's it. See? Really short and stupid.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How do you utilize that in a fight?
Well, I didn't say anything about utilizing it in a fight. Just chicks like to smell his mustache.
Fair enough.
Just make out a lot.
Well, if his opponent is a female...
There you go.
He'd be like, smell my
mustache. Or if you're a guy that just really likes pistachios.
Well, what pistachio ice cream is green. His mustache is green. Mm-hmm. So what about, like, you know, Polaris? Mm-hmm. She's Magneto's daughter, and she has the power of magnetism, but she has green hair.
Mm-hmm.
So she doesn't feel like such a freak now. And his mustache smells really good. I guess I'll give him a blowjob. And that's how that works. You get a Polaris blowjob.
All right. That is just his mustache, though. I mean, his ball hair wouldn't smell like pistachios either.
Okay, well, maybe then she just gives up the ass so she could, you know, smell his mustache, whatever. I don't know.
Maybe, I mean, if the ladies like it, he could, like, trim some of it off and, like, Beavis and Butthead style glue it to his junk.
Nobody else in the world ever watched that show.
Just me?
Just you.
Damn it. I liked it.
Thank you.
Okay, so, I had two, but I can only remember one now. So, I have one. His name is...
Why did you have to tell us that? We didn't know that you had two originally.
No, I'd like to be real.
Okay.
This guy's name is Invisiblind.
Okay.
He's just a regular person who can see, but his mutant power is he can go invisible. And the thing about him is, when he goes invisible, he can't see at all. Like, he's completely blind. And, like, he can touch things and make them go invisible, too, but he just can't see, so, like...
Oh, that sucks. So, like, everything that I would use the power of invisibility for, like, going into the girls' locker room and stuff...
Yeah.
...would be completely useless.
Right.
Can he make things he's holding invisible, or his clothing?
Yeah.
Well, then bring a camera, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just start aiming it towards laughter.
Right.
Okay.
Because everyone knows all the girls in a girls' locker room are just giggling and making out.
Yeah, and rubbing lotion on each other's breasts.
Yeah.
My nipples are dry. Help me.
It's what I did in the boys' locker room.
Oh, my God.
Oh, boy. I just think it would be fun to see, if he has to do anything in battle or if he needs to move around but still be invisible, like, his colleagues just have to, like, lead him around by the hand. And that's exciting. I just think it's fun. Because you just see a man walking with his hand up, holding an invisible hand. Yeah, that's all.
Stealthy.
I guess he could have a C&I dog that he could also turn invisible that would be able to see, though, right? Or would the dog go blind, too?
No, the dog can see. Mm-hmm. The dog's a dog, you know? If he's trying to, like, I don't know, find some key, like, point on an enemy's weapon that would destroy the entire thing, the dog's not going to fucking know that.
I kind of want the dog to be able to see... Until he goes invisible, and then he's also blind.
What's the fucking point of the dog?
What's the point of a man?
See, so if Invisiblind is trying to cross the street,
yeah.
he's invisible at the time because he ripped his jeans or something, mm-hmm. and he doesn't want to be embarrassed. So
maybe
the dog's trying to lead him across the street, and he can't smell a car coming.
Sure he can.
No, he can't. Dogs get hit all the time.
But they smelled it coming.
No. So your theory is that there's roadkill because those animals don't want to live anymore?
Right. It's purely suicide.
Dog's just like, I don't have any thumbs.
I mean, the state
of... Fuck the world.
The state of depression in our ecosystem is just ridiculous.
Oh, my God. Thank you for that. Okay, any more Discount X-Men?
I got one.
Okay.
All right, this is a super villain. His name is Elephant Testis.
Yes.
He can Hulk up, but the only thing he can Hulk up is his testicles. And he just teabags people to death.
God, that would hurt, though.
His arch nemesis is Blue Balls.
Who is a Discount X-Man, I take it. I mean, if he's got a nemesis.
Well, he's actually an alien. He's from the planet Scroachulom.
Oh, that's good times.
Yeah, good times. Star Wars Minute?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to blow your mind.
Okay.
Okay. You recently watched The Phantom Menace, right?
Episode one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you see the cameo in the Senate? There's a cameo.
It is a female Yoda.
No. That's on the council. That's on the Jedi High Council, the female Yoda. So what the fuck am I sitting in here?
Did you talk about this on another show?
Just talked about it on Mad Chat
today.
Okay,
but I wouldn't have heard it yet. Okay, yeah. So, who is it?
They're, okay, you ever seen the movie E.T.?
Yeah.
Those creatures?
E.T.?
E.T. is in the Senate scene.
Mm-hmm. Where did I hear that then?
I just read this earlier. Somebody posted something on Facebook. I read it.
On Facebook, Jeff Thorpe, on the Rancor's Brothel page. Is that where he was talking about E.T. being in that cameo. So I started looking up stuff on Wikipedia, which is the Star Wars wiki.
Right.
Would you just laugh at me, motherfucker?
That's some shit in my throat.
Okay, yeah.
Wikipedia is a funny name, I gotta say.
Dicks!
I feel like more often I should just laugh at stuff Matt says.
Pringles dicks.
Serious stuff.
Just like, I got the test results back. I have cancer.
You don't want to know.
You are the worst friend a boy could ever hope for. All right, let me bring this up. The species called the Greeblips.
Okay.
And Senator Greeblips, in an expanded universe, there's a picture of him, see him?
Mm-hmm.
In the expanded universe, in one of the books, Cloak of Deception is getting funding for a interstellar exploratory mission, which would be E.T. going to Earth.
Nice.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, that is really cool.
But, you know, he points out that they're Force-sensitive, because that's why E.T. can move shit.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a very interesting thing. I'm just going to read it here. I read it on Mad Chat yesterday, so I guess you can fast forward if you've already listened to that episode. Let's see. Okay, so Greb Leaps, whatever, species are a cameo appearance of the famous aliens of Steven Spielberg's 1982 film E.T. These creatures were inserted in the movie to make good on a promise. After Steven Spielberg included a Yoda cameo and Star Wars toys in E.T., George Lucas promised to include an E.T. cameo in the next Star Wars film he made, which, I mean, Return of the Jedi had already been filmed at this point. They couldn't add that shit in.
Right.
But so it ended up being the Phantom Menace. So it's just an Easter egg. It's for fun. Whether or not you can think of the movie E.T. as being in the Star Wars canon, you know, universe or not. But the fun thing is, look at the name of the species, Greeblips.
Mm-hmm.
That's Spielberg backwards.
Holy shit.
Isn't that fun?
That's really cool.
So that's your Star Wars minute for this week.
Didn't they mention that E.T. has, like, Force-sensitive abilities?
I just said that 2 minutes ago.
Really?
Because that's how he's moving shit with his mind.
But why male models?
What?
What? Zoolander. Seriously? I just explained that, like, a minute ago.
Oh, okay. Okay. So anyway, that's your Star Wars minute this week.
I obviously don't listen to you when you speak.
Clearly. You probably don't even listen to my shows, do you?
Basically, E.T. is a fucking Jedi.
Wrestling what?
So basically, E.T. is a fucking Jedi.
I mean, maybe. There are species in the Star Wars universe that are just Force-sensitive or Force-adept from birth. Like, it's something that's inherent in them. So it could be like that. Or he could have maybe been a Padawan at one time. You never know. So, kind of cool.
So, side note, some people have said that the Force could possibly be tiny little nanobots. Is that a theory?
Not nanobots.
Like, I know bacteria is one of them, but I've heard nanobots.
No, midichlorians.
Okay.
They're biological.
Okay. So then it can be born, or it can be in your body as you're born. Okay.
Yeah, because that's what the midichlorians in Shmi Skywalker is what conceived Anakin.
Yeah.
There was no daddy.
Gotcha.
He was the Jesus of Tatooine. And instead of freeing everybody and, you know, dying for their sins, he killed a bunch of Tusken Raiders.
So we should have him versus Jesus sometime.
Tatooine Jesus is a dick. I'm just saying. what do we talk about now?
Versus?
Versus. Anyway, versus. This week, we have... Well, we had a problem with pronouncing the name. I'm going to go ahead and say Dakin.
I say Dakin.
The way it's spelled.
I don't know.
I'm going to say Dakin!
Wait, is there a pronunciation on Wikipedia? Is it on there?
On Wikipedia?
Wikipedia?
I don't know.
How would it be on Wikipedia?
Well, here.
I don't know.
I'm going to pause the recording, and we're going to go look at Wikipedia. We couldn't find it online, so I'll just pretend that it's Dakin and that Lucas is wrong.
Fair enough. I'm usually wrong.
So Dagon, Wolverine's son, and who is he fighting, Justin?
Link from Legend of Zelda.
Why were you just chewing on your lip like that? That was a little creepy.
That's the sound people make when they are thinking.
My brain doesn't make a noise.
My lips make a noise, not my brain.
So anyway.
Bacon penis.
Pringle can. The Pringles can is actually the condom you would use if you had a bacon penis.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
Need some tasty Pringles.
Oh, I thought you were going to say dick. I guess the Pringles would be dick tasting, so.
They'd be bacon tasting.
Well, it'd be bacon and dick.
Hopefully more bacon.
Anyway, what? So Link from Zelda. Mm-hmm. Where are we fighting at? You got your thing? Mm-hmm. No, of course you don't.
I haven't.
Ooh, text message. What did I roll? A one. Well, New York City?
Yeah, but that was too boring, right? So.
You want me to roll again, or?
Yeah.
Just pick one off the list.
Yeah, I'm going to pick one.
Pick the top one.
This one?
No, the one right below it.
Okay, we're going to go with Agrabah from Aladdin.
I don't know why that tickled me when we wrote that one down. Yeah, so Dakin and Link meet up in Agrabah. So
you are an Aladdin aficionado.
No, I'm not.
Don't fucking lie.
So let us know. Like,
how does one become an Aladdin aficionado?
You know more about Aladdin than a lot of people.
Okay.
So
I know that he was voiced by Steve, the boyfriend in Full House. Who's DJ's boyfriend.
You're shitting me.
No.
He looks like him, too. The model.
Are you a Full House aficionado?
Fuck yes, I am. That's another show.
I am so hard right now.
No, that's a whole other podcast.
Full Either House way. Brothel.
Yeah.
Someday when we're really scraping the bottom of the barrel for ideas, though, it's gonna be a whole TGIF like themed month.
It's gonna spin off into its own podcast. For sure. Just following the lives of them nowadays, and where are they now?
Remembering Uncle Jesse.
Remembering Uncle Jesse.
Okay.
Okay, so. So lay out the scene for Agrabah.
It's a desert city, large palace.
Lots of vendors of various fruits.
Yeah, a lot of open market.
Yeah. I feel like there's a lot more consumable products in that market than there should be.
Well,
for the area.
Yeah, it's a desert. Where are you going to get fucking apples?
And really, really juicy fruit and stuff.
I don't know, I guess. There's got to be a river nearby, right? That's the only way you could live in the desert like that. So,
fairly close to the Nile or something.
But the Nile, the farmland around the Nile is some of the richest fucking farmland you could have. So I'd imagine a desert with a river would have a lot of nutrients in the soil, could grow a lot of shit.
Okay, so that's fair.
That's me guessing. That is not me being an Aladdin aficionado. Just so we're all clear,
it's close enough.
Yeah.
So what? Link's in the market.
Trying to sell some nuts. Those Goku nuts?
Or yeah, that's it. What are they called? He's got a Goku nut stand set up in the fucking Agrabah market. Oh, God, I love that.
Okay. I feel like he has his sword, taped under the table.
A shotgun
in the gas station.
And then, Dakin has an ambiguous sexuality.
Oh.
In the comics, he's kind of bisexual,
and
so maybe
Link's kind of feminine.
And so he goes up to him, and he's like, "Hey,
what's up?
You like nuts? I like nuts." And then Link's like, "What?" Or whatever that noise he makes.
What?
Oh, thank you, so much, world, for making this work out.
Okay.
Goku nuts. And he immediately grabs the sword and just starts spinning.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
I feel like he has to wait a moment before he starts spinning, power up.
He has to he powers up for the whirlwind, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Well, he's got all his heart containers are full, so can't he just shoot a laser at him or something out of it?
Mm-hmm. No. I don't think so.
He's got he's got a grappling hook.
Yeah.
There's a, what else was there?
The boomerang.
The boomerang.
Yeah. He's got, by now, I assume if he's got all those hearts, he's got his actual shield, not his wooden shield.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, he also has different tunics for different areas, so if he's in the desert, he's probably wearing the red tunic because it's fireproof.
Smart.
Okay.
So yeah. he's not, like, He's not going to get overheated.
Mm-hmm.
No, that's a good idea. Okay. Dakin, for those of you not in the know, has a healing factor much like his father's. He has three bone claws on each hand. Now, two of them come out from the knuckles, and the third one comes out from his wrist on the underside of his hand.
And the third one is laced with something, right?
The third one is laced with cocaine. the third one is laced with...
Goku nut shells.
It has a shrapnel from the Muramasa blade in it, which negates healing factors.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty cool. And his bone claws are actually a composite. Not unlike his father, who has just regular bone claws that have adamantium around them. His share characteristics with iron.
Mm-hmm.
So there's like kind of a techno-organic something going on within his actual bone claws. So that they are harder than metal. He can cut through metal, whereas Wolverine with just bone claws can't.
Right.
So that's important to note.
Okay. Now...
So the Muramasa blade
negates
the healing factor because of the magic in it.
Okay.
Luke has a magic, or Link has a magic sword.
He does.
Will Link's sword negate the healing factor of Dakin?
I would say yes.
If it's magic, yeah. Now, does Link himself have a healing factor or no?
No, he's got to have a potion.
But he can drink potions and shit. That's
in his stand, I'm sure he's not just selling Goku nuts.
Well,
I think it can only hold, like, what, five potions, so if you run out of potions, you're kind of fucked.
Yeah, well, what if he's got a jar with a fucking fairy in it?
Yeah.
Well, then he gets one extra life.
If he's smart, he's going to keep that fairy close.
Well, if I'm going up against somebody, that if I had the knowledge of Dakin and I was in Link's body, I'd know that it was going to be a suicide mission. Because Dakin has been fighting for 70 years.
Yeah.
He's insane.
Mm-hmm.
He is, even when he's not... Doesn't have any weapons. He's still armed because he has the blades in him. And the healing factor. So he's always going to keep coming. There's no tiring him out.
Now, is he like Wolverine where he still stays very young? Like kind of immortal-ish?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like his aging is greatly reduced.
Okay.
So if I was Link, you keep wanting to talk. Are you wanting to say something?
No. I was just going to interject this anywhere because it has no relevance to this scene. But I feel like he's got a bunch of dead chickens hanging in the back, too.
Oh, for Christ's sake. Kills the chickens. Because he goes and picks up the chickens and throws them against walls in the game.
Yes.
I don't know. If Dagan came up to me, I would probably... instead of being smart and grabbing my sword, I would probably freak out for a minute and maybe grab a chicken and throw it first.
Okay. So,
like, send him a bitch!
And then he just pops a claw and just cuts the fucker in half.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be gross. So if Link has knowledge of Dakin, which I'm not saying he does, I would just do everything I could to get a cut on him immediately with the blade.
Yeah.
Because then I could have my fairy heal me after he's done stabbing me.
So, I think that, I think that Link's fast enough to get one cut in.
If he can build up his whirlwind, he might be okay.
Yeah.
Very true.
Well,
the only other way I can see this with Link winning is if you say there's farmland nearby, there must be a river nearby, Duck can still suffocate. He could drown.
Mm-hmm.
But how's he going to get him to the fucking river?
Yeah, I mean, if he could get him through the river and put on his blue tunic and he'd be able to breathe underwater.
Yeah, and this is like Kid Link, too. So he's like, hang on. He goes to his ocarina and he wants to
Not only does he have the blue tunic, but he's got like the iron boots so he could drag Doc down and just hold him until he suffocates.
Yeah.
But the healing factor is going to help him not suffocate as fast.
Not as fast.
So that's the thing. I think he would actually he would go longer than... Can Link breathe underwater?
Link can breathe underwater with the blue tunic, no matter what.
Oh, okay. But he has a red tunic because he's in the... He's going to be like, hang on, I got to change my whole fucking outfit.
He's going to change his whole outfit.
He changes them pretty fast, doesn't
he? Yeah, you just hit pause and change it.
Yeah, so he's just got to hit pause. Done. And, of course, Dakin doesn't have that ability.
Dakin.
Dakin. I'm going Dakin.
Damn.
It sounds better.
He said Dakin, I was like, Doc McStuffins from the Disney show? Like, what?
Oh boy!
Stop laughing at me, asshole. In any world, I want to say that Dakin is probably 6 inches to a foot taller than Link.
And Link's a little kid.
Even in the fighting game Smash Brothers, Link only has like 6 moves.
Yeah.
Let alone in any Zelda game, it's like thrust, parry, somersault, and slam. Like that's it.
Right.
So.
And whirlwind.
He doesn't have the tactics that I think are necessary to defeat.
No. He would have to have some extra help from, like, I mean, his horse would have to be involved, and who else, like, does he have any other backup? Would Link have any other backup? Because I feel like if he's set up in that town living, he's already made friends, and he's traded with people to gain their trust.
So he's like, Aladdin!
Yeah. Wait, right. If he had, like, just one moment to pull out his ocarina and sing, like, the Sleepy Time song, mm-hmm. and just knock Dakin out.
And then slit his fucking throat.
Dakin, Dakin.
Nice. Dakin.
I want to go back to, how do you say the name of that instrument?
The ocarina?
There's no O in it. It's an I.
I don't know. That's how I always pronounce it.
Well, I'm wrong.
Dakin.
I feel like
Dakin, ocarina of time.
At one point, the genie has lost his lamp, and Link went to the palace to get a magic book, but he couldn't get the book yet because...
And it turns out his princess was lamp. In another castle.
Right, exactly. And so he had to go and find the lamp. Once he, like, returned the lamp and traded for the book, the genie was on his side. So I feel like the genie could help him out in this. The genie's magic, right?
Yeah, genie's magic.
So fucking...
But the genie can't kill.
No, but he can...
He's got three rules. Aladdin aficionado.
Yeah, right, there it is. I knew it.
Son of a bitch. It would
come out. Damn it. I can't believe I'm losing to a rug.
You just did an impression of Robin Williams pretending to be somebody else who's pretending to be somebody else. Yeah. That's a fourth level deep Inception yeah. dream.
Try to understand that one.
Oh my god, that's funny, dude.
I don't know, but one on one,
Dakin's got, Dakin's win, got right? it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I got to agree.
Yeah.
So there you go. So that was the verses for this week.
I love it. Love it.
You know what? I want to go ahead and interject here for a moment. We haven't heard anything from anybody out there about music for our show.
No.
Nobody has responded on our call out for theme music. It doesn't even have to be exactly what we want. We'll probably just use it because we have no other choice. So if you want to hear your creation... Every week on a podcast, email me, matt@followthe.tv. So, yeah. Speaking of that, little comic news. Mm-hmm. You see, I got an email this week. I talked about it on Mad Chat, too.
Yeah, from one of the comic
Walt
guys.
Walt Flanagan yeah. mm-hmm. emailed me back, and it was very cool and nice. So
it's really, really cool.
I was so
did
excited.
It seem very personal, or did it seem like it was a...
No. It was, I tell the story on Mad Chat, so you'll have heard it by yeah. the time this episode comes out. So check that out. Last week's Mad Chat. Walt Flanagan emailed me. Good story.
Very so, good.
Just kind of cool. He's like one of my heroes. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Maybe he'll draw that comic book we're working on.
Yeah.
Lucas, get the fuck out of here!
God damn it! I knew I was useless to begin with.
You're fired.
I was fired for a job yet. That I wasn't paying anything. So, do we want to jump in?
Yeah.
Head
so
first.
Today we're talking about Highlander. There can be only one. Right?
That's very true.
Yeah.
I believe that's what it says, yeah.
Yeah, right.
So do we want to start with the movies, the TV show, what? Crossover movie TV shows.
Well, I mean, probably the origin would be the film, the first film.
Okay.
Who played Highlander? Who's the actor?
The original film.
Yeah. Christopher Lambert.
Okay. Has he done anything else?
He was Raiden in Mortal Kombat.
Mm-hmm.
He was Tarzan in Greystoke's.
Did that's a versus for
he
you.
He was Beowulf and Beowulf and Grendel.
Tarzan
versus Highlander.
Yeah.
Well, the Highlander, after you cut off one of their heads, he gets empowered by electricity. I don't think that would really work. He has the quickening.
Fair enough.
What were you saying there, Lucas?
He did a Beowulf film where he played Beowulf. It was like a kind of yeah. like a steampunk style too, which is interesting.
Yeah. Cool. That was a really weird.
Mostly
one.
Foreign films, I think.
Everybody should check out our yeah. steampunk board on Pinterest.
Steampunk's the shit.
Yeah, no, it's the fucking Pinterest thing.
We need 70 more followers.
70,000 more followers, and we will be at 71,000 people.
900. Okay,
I'll join tonight.
Good deal.
Yeah,
yeah.
Aw, you're on Pinterest?
That makes you 69.
Aw. Yeah.
You should just leave it at that.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. What are we talking about? Highlander. Okay, so Christopher Lambert. Sir Sean Connery is in the first one.
Of course.
And the second one was
Scott playing a Spaniard. That was a fucking grand idea, wasn't it?
An Egyptian Spaniard, remember?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because his character was so old that he was around in for the rise of Egypt.
Yeah.
And he was an Egyptian who then, in his World Travelers, donned the persona of, in the modern era, of a Spaniard. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. A Scotsman playing an Egyptian playing a Spaniard.
Hmm.
Kind of fun.
Only Sean Connery can.
With a fucking Scottish accent like no other.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
No, because it's Sean fucking Connery.
It's like Kevin Costner being Robin Hood.
Mm-hmm.
And you know what? Say what you want about the most recent Robin Hood movie, the one with the gladiator guy, Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
At least he had a fucking accent.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all I'm saying.
True.
There is no truth in Robin Hood.
I didn't hate that film. It wasn't terrible.
The new one?
Yeah.
I didn't hate it either. I liked it.
That's fucking fun. Despised it.
Well, fuck you then. What are we talking about?
Highlander.
I know.
Highlander.
I don't know where to go with the conversation.
Well, right. Well, okay. So basically, it's, you know, Connor McCloud is killed in battle, comes back to life like a mere hours later.
Doesn't know why.
Yeah, doesn't know what's going on. Nobody knows what's going on. His people in his village think he's like demon possessed.
Okay.
So they just, you know. Outcast him from a village. And he has to kind of start his own life.
Mm-hmm.
Gets married. And then he ends up meeting Sean Connery's character and finds out what he is.
Okay.
And
technically, what is he?
He's an immortal.
He is an immortal.
He has inside him blood of kings.
Okay.
Right.
That's from the theme song, right?
I don't know.
Okay. I fucking love
You're
Queen.
You're telling me about him.
that is like my... I don't know. That's my favorite Queen song. That's my jam.
Mm-hmm.
Bohemian Rhapsody, man.
I belt it out every time it comes on.
I am immortal!
Every time I watch the series, I'm like going like this to the beat.
This is radio. He's bumping his hand.
I'll post a picture of that later.
What was the bad guy? Who was the bad guy in Highlander? The actor's name is Clancy Brown.
The Kurgan, right. The Kurgan. Now,
he's the voice of Lex Luthor in the Superman cartoons.
Yeah, he's also the voice of Mr. Krabs, SpongeBob.
Yeah.
No shit.
Fucking A.
He's got a new movie coming out called Hellbender.
Yes.
Looks pretty funny. So he plays a priest who's dirty.
The hell else was he in? Oh, he was the head guard in Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah, he was in Lost.
Yeah.
For a while. He's been in everything. So yeah, the Kurgan.
Kurgan eventually, you know, takes out Sean Connery's character.
Mm-hmm.
Then you kind of jump into the 80s. 86 was when the film came out, so mm-hmm. it's set in that area. And he sort of invades New York and just starts slaughtering people. And Connor McCloud kind of picks up on it.
What has happened where they're all starting to gather in one area is the gathering.
What they call the gathering. They're it's basically that they're dwindling down to the last man
mm-hmm.
or woman.
So the immortals, like, their goal is to be the last one.
Okay.
Supposedly you get a gift from the gods.
The best part about this is they have no fucking clue what the gift is.
Yeah.
They don't even know why they're in the game to begin with.
Really?
Yeah.
It's kind of like, I used to think of it in terms of like when you watch the old Clash of the Titans
mm-hmm.
and they have all those like fucking stone figures mm-hmm. that represent all the people on Earth.
Right.
I like to think of it like that. Like those gods were just like, okay, this one's immortal, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
I don't know. Something fun.
Cool.
The only one way to kill them is to cut off their heads.
Okay.
And then the power of that one, if I cut off your head, mm-hmm. I will have your power.
The nice. power and the knowledge and mm-hmm. memories, even.
Yeah.
You don't want my knowledge.
Oof. There's a lot of porn in there.
Yeah, memories as well.
Stop staring at me like that, dude. You're looking at my crotch. Stop it.
It's just a lot of memories of me looking at your crotch.
I see my dick in another perspective. That'd be so weird.
If you take Dustin's knowledge, you'll understand what the taste of bacon penis.
Oh.
It's crunchy.
Just ask Semenstro. So, okay, eventually he ends up winning in the first one. This is what I don't get, okay? In the first movie,
okay,
the Highlander kills the Kurgan. They're the last two.
Yep.
And he's the winner. And he gets, like, telepathy or something, right?
It's like he can hear people's thoughts.
Which is telepathy.
Fuck you. Well, it's not... He can't talk to people through his thoughts. He can just hear other people.
Yeah. Well, that's fine. Still telepathy.
Like, I guess I don't know.
It's half-assed telepathy.
I don't think it would be telepathy, technically. I think the idea of the thoughts inside your brains, there's like little electrical impulses and stuff. Mm-hmm. He can hear those electrical impulses and understand them in his brain. He can like reconfigure them in his brain and turn it into words. And then telepathy would be actually going into somebody's mind.
Broadcasting.
And like, yeah, just knowing their thoughts.
That's great.
Boom! So, suck it, Oprah.
Okay. The second Highlander movie.
Fucking sucked.
It was horrible. Ooh, okay. Made no sense.
So really,
in the timeline.
There can be only one.
But here's the funny thing about it. It was the only movie that explained how Connor McLeod becomes immortal again. Because he does become mortal.
Yes.
After the Quickening or the Gathering.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it still doesn't completely explain the origin of the immortals, but they delve into it. Apparently, they're aliens. Okay. They were just sent on Earth and at random times and in random eras of time.
In some ways, I would rather them leave that up to question.
Well, and like it predisposes that in the future, like you just start and the sky is like black.
Okay.
And it's that Connor McLeod somehow became a scientist. And the solar radiation had increased because of the hole in the ozone layer. And they had to block out the sun so that they could live on Earth. And, like, never before had he ever shown an inkling for science or anything. Boom, he can block out the sun with his fucking... He doesn't have telepathy anymore. Mm-hmm. But he does something to piss off the people back on his home planet that he actually doesn't remember.
Right.
Because they were given amnesia or some shit. And so they send some people after him. So he becomes immortal again. Because
they're not even... I can't...
Because they're from his planet.
I love the Highlander, but I think I've seen this film like 3 times. I can't remember. The guys that come after him, are they actually people or are they actually alien, more alien-like? Are they just wearing like weird armor?
They're wearing weird armor.
Okay, and they're flying like these like flying fucking, I don't know.
They're flying these fucking flying things. Yeah. Yeah, they can
fly. Like little platforms.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it's like a platform.
It's like a hover. Skateboard. It's like a hover skateboard.
Okay.
But yeah, he ends up cutting off one of their heads and takes their quickening, and that's how he becomes young again.
Yeah, because he had been like an old man. This is set in the future.
Yeah.
And then somehow Sean Connery comes back from the dead.
It was like based upon a wish upon a star kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just
fucked up.
I need your help, and then he shows up for like 2 minutes and makes a fan stop spinning.
So they really just kind of threw some things in to make the story work. Sounds like.
I think what they did was they took a shitty script that somebody else had wrote.
Okay.
And they were like, oh, you know what we could do? We'll put Highlander in it, and that'll draw in people to watch it.
Yeah.
That's what I think happened. Like.
Yeah.
But again, like I said, as much shit as I'll give it, there's like 5 Highlander movies.
Yeah.
It's the only one that explains how they're still immortals after, you know, after the first Highlander movie.
Right. After they're all done.
After they're all dead.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Kind of fun. Yeah. Well, Highlander 3.
Highlander 3, the final, Van the Peebles final dimension, the was actually, to me, was more of a sequel because it had nothing to do with aliens.
Yeah.
And it had he it showed you how he got his sword, which was completely different from the original film. He got a sword from the guy that made it, as opposed to, you know, getting it from Sean Connery.
Mm-hmm. Then he uses the cartoon. There was a cartoon. It sucked. Did you ever watch that Highlander the cartoon?
Yeah.
Yeah. Awful.
Well, there was an anime that was actually really good. Well, I thought it was really good.
Never seen that one.
What's anime?
I don't know. You guys should have a show on anime sometime.
We should. Yeah. I feel like Grayson Smith would be good to talk to.
That'd be cool.
About anime.
Maybe we'll have him on.
Maybe.
So the third one still doesn't explain, though, like...
No.
How there's more immortals now.
No, it's like... And he's still young. He's not old.
Okay.
And,
is mortal, but he's not old?
No, he's still immortal, okay, but, gotcha. I mean, well... It's kind of hard to explain because he didn't really kill the last immortal in the second film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like apparently he killed the last immortal
alien
on North America.
Yeah.
There's still other ones. I don't know. Yeah,
they're still out there.
Okay.
And there's still more being born every day and blah, blah, blah.
Right. So it was like he was being chased by the sort of Mongols and they were all encaved. They were stuck in this cave. Encaved. I can't fucking talk today.
What's an encaved?
I'm making up words. A cave collapses on them, and they're stuck in the ground for, like, eons.
I like in cave.
And they're...
I mean, it does make sense. Entombed in cave.
These archaeologists end up digging them up, and they escape, and...
Now they're out-caved.
And, the leader of that group is who he ends up having to fight at the end.
Which is silly because, like, they still were alive. They still existed.
Yeah. They were still alive during the first film, if you put the timeline together.
Right.
So he shouldn't have gotten his half-assed telepathy.
Exactly.
But anyway, now we go to the show.
Yeah, the only way to fix what they did with the second two films was to make a TV series and completely ignore the fact that those two films were ever made.
Well, don't they really ignore the first movie, I think?
Not entirely, because they do mention that Connor McCloud did kill the Kurgan and thought that he won the prize, or that he thought that he had taken out the last immortal, but did not.
He thought that he was telepathic.
Right.
Well, it just turns out he had schizophrenia.
Well, see, and it doesn't mention anything. They don't mention that he had won the prize. They just mentioned that he killed the Kurgan.
Mm.
And he did make a cameo on the first episode, mm-hmm. and I think a couple episodes down.
That's cool.
Yeah, he showed up because the hero of Highlander, the TV show, Duncan MacLeod, mm-hmm. played by Adrian Paul, was actually from the same clan.
Yeah,
in Scotland a couple hundred years later.
It was like 200 years later, and then there was this legend that Connor existed, and then all of a sudden he became immortal as well.
Mm-hmm. So,
it's exact same situation, though.
Duncan MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod.
Yeah, it was the exact same situation, though. They didn't really put any too much thought into how he became immortal. He died in battle, woke up, and was, you know, thrown out of his clan.
Yeah.
Good deal.
So, yeah.
The series, what attracts you to the television series?
Honestly, just the idea of immortals in general attracted me to the whole franchise.
Mm-hmm.
And to be able to make a whole, you know, 6-season-long series based on a character that lives forever and lives in the modern day and deals with everyday issues was intriguing to me.
Now, was Highlander an American television show?
It was Canadian. It was all filmed in Vancouver.
I felt like there was... I feel like the sex scenes, when I'd watch it here on, like, USA...
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the sex scenes were cut. Was there boobies
They were.
In it?
The DVDs are... There's not actual nudity, but it's very much...
It's steamier?
It's a lot steamier.
Hmm.
There's a couple, probably, like, 2-second brief nude
like
scenes.
Like, brief nipple flash?
Okay, we need, like, hours and minutes.
Watch the first episode.
Okay.
It's... I mean, it's in there. It's okay. A steamy shower scene.
First 5 minutes?
Yeah, it's, like, right at the beginning.
Good deal.
Are you lying?
No.
I'll find out if you're lying.
Fucking watch it.
Okay. I will.
And we'll start Highlander Brothel.
The TV show, I remember, was on. I would get off in junior high, I'd get off the school bus. Like, school got out 3:35. I get off the school bus at, like, 3:55. My dad was always home from work already. And he'd be plopped down in front of the TV. And, like, from 3 to 4 was the Wild Wild West.
Mm-hmm.
Not Kevin Kline and Will Smith. I mean, like, the real one.
Right.
And he would watch that, and then we would watch, at 4 o'clock, we'd watch Highlander together for, like, 2 years that happened.
That's awesome.
I just always had that memory of it.
It's exactly how I got into it. My dad was a big Highlander fan of the original film, and he kind of got me into the series.
My dad is not a sci-fi guy. He doesn't give a shit.
No, my dad loves pretty much anything, but, yeah, he loves sci-fi.
He's just on the TV.
He's a big ringy.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that's how the memory of that happened, and so then I saw the movies after that and shit, and I was like, right. Oh, this is kind of cool. So, I don't know, is it just good storytelling? What else besides the fact that they're immortal? Because, like, do you watch Vampire Diaries? They're fucking immortal.
The plot lines that they were able to utilize with history, I'm a huge history geek, so... Being able to see, even though it's this sort of sci-fi take on it, mm-hmm. being able to see a weekly episodic show that delves into history and blends it into a plot line with modern day.
Yeah, I feel like every episode followed the same, like, just algorithm. Like,
yeah.
He would come into contact with another immortal.
Right.
Somebody that he had contact with in the past.
Right.
There'd be flashback sequences to that past.
Right.
And then it ends with him cutting the head off of that piece of shit.
But then again, some of them weren't. Some of them were kind of comedic. Some of them, there were a few that were just no immortal fights at all.
Mm-hmm.
And that was actually kind of a contractual thing for them. They every once in a while, they had to, like, do one that didn't chop off a head.
Mm-hmm.
Then there were some that involved Richie Ryan's character as opposed to Duncan MacLeod. There's some that involved Amanda, which was like his off on and off girlfriend.
So those, they were focused on those characters for those.
Yeah, they were, you know, and then Mythos Richie, down the line.
Richie was a young man that was like, he was like a burglar or something.
He was a 18-year-old thief that broke into the antique store that they owned. Mm-hmm. Just like the film, he owned an antique store in the series.
Because if you, I mean, just keep your shit. Eventually, worth something.
I guess. Right. Because if you've lived that long, you might as well sell your shit sometime down the line. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so he actually thinks that Richie, who broke in, he actually thinks he's the immortal that's out to get him at that moment.
Mm.
Until the guy busts through the window. Slan Cates. I can't remember the guy's real name, but he played Bull in Night Court.
Oh, okay, yeah. He was the tall, bald guy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. He was also the tall guy in Superman 2.
Yeah.
So he's tall.
Very tall.
And bald.
Oh,
very
yeah.
tall.
Mm-hmm. So anyway.
Yeah. So that's, yeah, I mean, that's how it starts off. And then
Later on, he becomes immortal.
Yeah, season two, which was very abrupt, because at the same time he becomes immortal, Duncan MacLeod's girlfriend, or at that time was fiance for a day,
mm-hmm.
Was also killed. She's not immortal. But it was like, it wasn't even a mid-season finale. It was like episode 5 or 6 of the season. Like, they should have really made this a finale or the beginning of the season. But she, all of a sudden, she's just gone. Mm-hmm. And the next day, Richie's immortal.
Did the actress have to go and do some other work, or it's hard to tell.
In a way, she yeah. I mean, if you watch the special feature, she wanted to do something different,
oh.
and they wanted to bring something else a little different in, because they had already done like 26 episodes mm-hmm. of almost the same thing. She gets in trouble, he's got to save her, right. kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm. It was getting stagnant, I bet.
Yeah, but anyway, it was just.
Well, not in the second season. Out of 6 seasons, you think it'd get a little more stagnant.
Well, that storyline kind of did, yeah.
Okay.
Because, and then from then on, he was kind of off and on with a bunch of other girls, a couple mortals.
Yeah.
Amanda was always, you know, his immortal girlfriend, like forever, mm-hmm. like 800, you know,
literally,
years. literally, yeah. I mean,
his immortal girlfriend.
But he, Richie Ryan becomes immortal that night. And then they play Dust in the Wind, and that's how that episode ended. There's like this montage.
How do you hate Dust in the Wind?
It's like this cheesy montage, and they're playing Dust in the Wind in the background. It's great.
Why are you smiling like that?
Because it's got my name in it.
Oh, Dustin. I got it.
Yeah.
I farted.
You know, when you're a little kid, your name's Dustin. You made fun of a little.
Yeah, try being fat and named Matt.
Oh. Dickhead. Yeah, and then I grew up, and I was all right.
Yeah. Guess what? I'm still Fat Matt. Mm. Fucking assholes. The show.
It had 6 seasons. It was, it ran very well. It didn't really get stagnant. Once they dropped that character, they were able to delve into different, you know, different girlfriends, past girlfriends, present girlfriends.
And they brought up the Watchers.
The Watchers was the greatest idea that they could have ever come up with.
What are the Watchers?
The Watchers were a group of mortals who, mm-hmm. since the beginning of, you know, recorded time, have been recording the lives of immortals by, you know, literally watching, keeping track of what they do without interfering.
Oh, okay.
And then, of course,
that's cool.
once Duncan MacLeod finds out who they are, he befriends one, Joe Dawson, mm-hmm. who
owns a bar.
Awesome. It's a blues bar. And
they become like best friends. They become best friends. So like Richie and Duncan and Joe are always hanging out at the bar, which is just weird.
And then Joe always breaks the rules and like helps him out.
Yeah. And there's one Watcher I remember that wasn't immortal.
That was Mythos.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually the oldest living immortal to date, over 5,000 years old.
Okay.
Yeah, there's an episode where he has a flashback and he sees Jesus.
No shit.
Yeah.
Pretty much. Well, no, he doesn't see Jesus. He talks about it. He talks about meeting Jesus. He doesn't actually see. He was actually originally part of what they called the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse, where he and 3 other guys just rode on horseback to villages and slaughtered people for no apparent reason.
Hmm.
And then in the modern age, he's obviously very.
So he tells that story, but he doesn't call himself one of the horsemen.
Right. I literally just watched this episode like yesterday.
Oh, that's pretty awesome. I like those connections.
Yeah,
it's kind of fun stuff. Now we go to the movies that happened after the series. There's 2 movies.
Yeah, well, because the series didn't necessarily end.
Yeah,
there were still many immortals left alive, including Duncan.
First of all, why would you befriend an immortal if you're an immortal? Like, eventually, I'm going to have to kill you, or you're going to have to kill me.
Well, that was part of Duncan's reasoning. He didn't believe everyone had to be killed.
Okay.
That's why he befriended Hugh Fitzcarron, was like his best friend. He was played by lead singer of The Who.
What? Who?
I'm trying to think the movie with the kids where they killed each other.
Home Alone?
No, in the
Hunger Games.
Hunger Games. It's that sort of thing. You're going to befriend somebody to help you out.
Yeah.
Up until the point where you had to
kill except for like the Hunger Games, you got like a day and a half.
Yeah.
And we're talking about hundreds of years.
But still, it's probably pretty beneficial.
Yeah.
What was the names of the two movies after the series?
The first one was called Endgame, which actually got Connor McLeod and Duncan McLeod to work together.
Yeah.
Which for the first time since, mid-series.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being that one of them had to die in order to have enough power to defeat the villain. And Connor basically gave his life to Duncan in order for him to defeat the villain at the end.
Wow.
And what I thought was interesting in that one, they were working with a team of Watchers. Didn't Mythos died in that one?
No.
No?
No. Mythos didn't die.
Mythos dies in the next one? Mythos dies.
Mythos doesn't die.
Yes, he does! Sorry. They end up with a team of Watchers, and they see their own files from the Watchers.
Right.
And it shows, like, how long they've been alive and how many kills they've had, which is just wild. But, like, Duncan has, like, way more than Connor, I noticed. Yeah. It was like he had, like, 150 more kills than Connor, who was 200 years older than him.
Well, Connor, once, I guess, you kind of throw it into this perspective of once he killed the Kurgan, he sort of just became a hermit. I mean, he very much tried to stay out of the game as long as possible.
I mean, he didn't have a weekly show in which every episode ended with him killing somebody for six seasons. That will happen.
That will happen.
Speaking of these Watchers, I'm going to go ahead and start believing and imagining that in every single video game, the reason you have video game scores are because there are people in the background watching your character and recording all this stuff.
Well, you mean like The Last Starfighter? You ever see that movie?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, this kid... There's a console, like an arcade stand-up cabinet at his trailer park, and he plays it all the time, and he gets, like, this super high score.
Yeah.
And it turns out that was actually a device meant to find somebody that could pilot a ship.
Okay.
Stargate Universe?
Oh, yeah, there you go.
It's exactly how Stargate Universe started.
Okay, that's why I recognize that. Okay.
So there you go.
Bringing it back to the last episode I was on.
That's really weird.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
What was the very last movie for Highlander?
Very last movie was called The Source, which was supposed to be the first of a trilogy, in which they actually try to find the source of why they are immortal.
Yeah.
It ended very openly, but at the same time, not so much. They made a character called the Guardian, who is the guy that guards the source. He has all the knowledge and understands what's going on. And you can't let anybody through, but if you kill the Guardian, you become the Guardian, and you can't enter the Source either. And it ended with a quick scene of a baby in a womb, where you kind of think that Adrian Paul's character has sired a child all of a sudden, which is one of the things immortals can't do. They can't have children.
Yeah. They can't make it to babies?
Yeah. That's why they get around so much.
Get around, round, round, I get around.
Ooh. But it was also, it was kind of dystopian. It was definitely set way in the future.
Oh, it was the first film of a planned trilogy on Sci-Fi Channel. Okay.
Yeah.
That's wild. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, I thought Mythos died in one of these fucking movies.
Joe dies in this one. Joe died in the last one.
Did he? Yeah. Fuck. I guess I'm wrong. Oh, well. Any closing thoughts on The Highlander, sir?
I need to watch the series.
The series really was a lot of fucking fun. Yeah.
It's really good.
If there's one like form of media Highlander related that I should jump into, I feel like it should be I should start with the series.
Yeah.
Just because I think that'll get me interested. Then I'll go farther back.
Definitely see the first film.
From the way you guys have talked, the movie.
Yeah, watch the first movie.
Watch the movie, then the series. I feel like the rest of the movies have some holes in them.
Oh, yeah, after the first one, the rest of the movies got shit.
Do you think that they were just trying to, like, squeeze out all the money they can from the Highlander franchise, or... Like,
yeah, kind of.
I mean, every movie franchise does that, but they did it very poorly.
It kept Christopher Lambert employed, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. So
that's about it.
Good deal.
What has he been up to, I wonder?
Not a whole lot.
Highlander, I recall as well, was we made characters in Vampire the Masquerade.
Uh-huh.
We played Masquerade characters. We made a Highlander once.
Very cool.
And he had neck armor. Pretty cool. Well, in a game with vampires, you need neck armor, so it wasn't like it was unheard of.
If you ever watch The Source, the Guardian wears neck armor.
Yep.
So there you go.
You got a stupid fucking joke or something over there? Or,
I do.
Well, wait for a second now. I want to look up Christopher Lambert. Sorry. Sorry.
Well, while you're looking, I'm going to preface this joke by saying I don't understand it, but I think you will.
Ooh.
And I think the fact that you will, you might even chuckle a little. We'll see.
Let's see. Okay, what is Highlander? What has he done since, I don't know, Highlander 3? Mortal Kombat, okay. But he wasn't good enough to come back in Mortal Kombat 2. Which is funny. Well, Highlander Endgame.
They had even talked about doing a new one that he was supposed to come back for.
Happened. Yeah, a lot of these are foreign films.
Yeah.
Ghost Rider?
He was in Ghost Rider? Oh, that's right.
He was in the second Ghost Rider film. I forgot about that.
Oh, my God.
That's probably the last thing he's been on silver screen in the U.S.
Well,
NCIS.
Oh, he's been on 5 episodes of NCIS LA. isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
Let's see, where is he from? French actor.
Yeah.
What?
Just the way you said that. Where is he from? French.
French. Where is he from? France. Okay. Oh. Wait, Lambert was born in Great Neck, New York. His father was a diplomat at the UN, and he grew up in Geneva, Switzerland. Okay.
That explains the accent.
That's pretty cool. He was really good in Greystoke. I love that movie.
I don't think I haven't seen that one. So.
That's, like, the only, like, legitimate, like, Tarzan flick that isn't just running around the jungle.
Okay.
Like, this is what happens after they find him and take him back to England.
Interesting.
Very cool flick.
I feel like they did that in another movie.
Mighty Joe Young?
King Kong? Okay, so what's your fucking joke?
Okay. How many animagi does it take to light up a wand?
I don't know. How many?
2 dozen, because only one of them is actually registered.
Ha 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 ha.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
Explain it to me.
It's Harry Potter.
I don't get it.
I mean, it's not really a joke in the sense that I feel funny. I feel like it was funny.
Okay.
It was a bad joke.
Okay. But I don't... Will you explain it to me?
Okay. An animagi... You better find another joke while I'm explaining this. You better find something better than this.
Okay.
An animagus is a wizard that can, like, after following certain steps, will always be able to turn into a particular animal at will.
Mm-hmm.
So if I became an animagus and whatever animal I picked, let's say I picked a wolverine, then I could turn into that wolverine at will whenever I want, no problem. I don't need a wand to do it. It's like a power inherent in me. Can't shapeshift into anything else, but I can always turn into a wolverine if necessary.
Okay.
Because of that, being able to like be stealthy and stuff, they have to be registered with the government. There's a lot of unregistered ones in the Harry Potter universe. And I don't understand why 12 of them or one of them could use a wand. I don't get it. I don't get that part.
Okay.
Because even the unregistered animagi in Harry Potter could use their wands. Mm. They just couldn't get caught being a dog or whatever the fuck they were. So, anyway.
New joke.
Okay. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Dustin.
What is The Flash's favorite movie?
What?
The Fast and the Furious.
Try again.
Okay. Hey, Matt.
Hey, Dustin.
What's The Flash's favorite music group? Fastball.
Did you just type in Flash jokes?
Yeah, I did.
Give me another one.
Hey, Matt. What's the difference between The Flash and a unicorn? Nothing. They're both fictional fucking characters.
Love it. Love it. Cut. Print. There we go.
Okay, so why did the squirrel fall out of the tree?
I don't know.
Because it was dead. Why'd the monkey fall out of the tree?
Because it got AIDS?
No, it was stapled to the squirrel.